right, the Rashi in his first pshat, and I second pshat rather, on you know, Lama Parshas Ustuma. There's no break between Vayigash and Vayechi, because Bikesh Yaakov Legals is Haketz, he wanted to reveal the Ketz, V'nistam Mimeno, and it was blocked off from him. So I don't get it. It should say V'nelam Mimeno.
Right.
It was hidden from him. Right? What's V'nistam? Blocked. It's not the right verb to use. He wanted to be Megal the Ketz, V'shachach, or V'nelam. Nelam Mimeno. Why V'nistam Mimeno? Blocked. And the remnants to it. So Nistam, you know, Nistam, blocked, not Nelam, not forgotten, not Nistam, and it's alluded to because there's no break between Parshas Vayigash and Vayechi. So I think the word is like this. The
Mocha, maybe?
Yeah, so it's blocked. Doesn't mean he forgot, doesn't mean that it was hidden.
But what was blocked?
It doesn't say Vinistar Mimeno or Vinela Mimeno.
Well, what was blocked here? His thought process, his mind.
Nice. We'll get to it. And the remez is that there's no block between Vayigash and Vayechi. So, the one of Taina that the word is like this, right? That he wanted to teach us to tell us about the Ketz. Because that way we won't lose our emunah and golus, right? Because it's over. There's a day, this is all temporary. You know, if you don't see, what's the scariest thing about any tzara is that you just don't know if it'll ever end. But if you know that, it'll be over soon. It's just temporary. Yeah, you could cope. And that's what Yaakovina wanted to give us, the power of the Ketz. But also, not just knowing the Ketz, but Mistama. But with Yaakovinu revealing it in Tzur of Divrei Torah, would actually give us not just take away ourselves, give us power, real power, knowing give us a taste of the Geula ahead of time. So V'nistam Mimeno doesn't mean that it was withdrawn, because it just means it's behind a barrier. It's there, but it's behind a barrier. If we say V'nelam Mimeno. Right, right. So then, then this koach, then this perception, Yaakov wanted to share with us. Taka would have, we would not have any chelik in it, because even Yaakovinu lost it. He didn't lose it. It was put behind a block, and the block, is that the letters, the oisius and Torah ratzuf. There's no opening. That means it's there behind the fence. Rashi says in Sefer Vayikra, we mentioned that last night, L'mayu revachos misham, what's the function of the revach between parsha and parsha, right, is that revach leads bonen, to think. The truth is that the emes is here on earth, just it's blocked, but you could break through that block if you could just spend the time thinking.
Well, if you can't spend the time to think because you're not able to think about that specific subject.
Okay, well, just saying, for those who could think, it's just a matter of thinking. So fine, it's blocked, but you could, with the power of heat, and so it's not easy to be mitbonen if it's blocked, if it's behind a barrier, but you could break the barrier if you think hard enough. But it's there, so you could tap into it. That's how Am Yisrael didn't assimilate during the Gauls. We tapped into it. Right, some more by greater hitbonut, some less. And here's the thing. On Shabbos, so we have time to think. And that's what we're supposed to use Shabbos for. Shabbos is the revach ben partial is boni. All right, and maybe that's the pshat. Ilmol yishor shtei Shabbos miyad ayunig olim. Because we take out the time, use it right, and think, and we tap into the power of the Ketz, and the gula would come already. And with this, we could say a pshat. That's what it means in the Navi. In Toshu Shazrach, Asos Chavzachov, Yom Chavzi, Rekosso Shabbos, Ori Kozor, Oz Tisana Gal Hashem, Vachalticha Nachalas Yaakov. But if you take, you really, the Navi says you keep Shabbos well, where he alludes to keeping all the Yisurei Drabbanan also. And you do Oneg Shabbos, then, Rekosso Shabbos Oneg, and then Vachalticha Nachalas Yaakov. You're going to eat Nachalas Yaakov. So Chazal darshin on that pasuk that a person shomer Shabbos is machilo nachla b'li mitzorim. You know, a nachla without boundaries. Shener v'achal ticha nachlas Yaakov, and by Yaakov it says ufaratzta yom avaked matzavon negla. No, but now lefi what we're learning, it's beautiful. It goes even deeper. You get nachlas Yaakov, bikesh Yaakov legalsis akedz. Right? You could get past that with the power of Shabbos. You know, taking out the time to think and thinking. Right? You get nachlas Yaakov. And it's nachla b'li mitzarim. You're not in Mitzrayim. You're not in Golus anymore. You get the power of the Kates. You get the power of the Kates. And that's why you're eating the nachlas Yaakov. Nachla b'li mitzarim. You're unfettered. You're not in Golus anymore. You're not in Mitzrayim, Losh and Mitzrayim. Right? You're not in Mitzrayim. You're not in Golus anymore. And that Chazal very much stems with Il Moish Oshteshwas Miyad Ayun Negolim. We could tap into the power of the cakes that Yaakov wanted to give us, that he actually did give it to us. Just it's behind a barrier, just not Shabbos. Not Baal Galia. And with Shabbos, we could tap into it because Shabbos is to take a revach lead bonen. And if we'd only use Shabbos that way, we'd get the Nachlas Yaakov, Nachlas B'li Mitzrayim, which is, you know, to break out of all the Mitzrayim, which is also Miyad Ayun Nigolim, Ken Yirotzen.